Now, figures obtained by RTE show that over 650 tenants had their housing assistance payments stopped because they have fallen into arrears with their contribution to the payment. Under local authority rules, if a tenant falls into arrears for 8 weeks or more, their HAP payment is stopped. The housing assistance payment is a form of social housing support provided by all local authorities. Our reporter Aisling Kenny has been speaking to one woman who fell into arrears and whose payment ceased before Christmas.
Not sleeping, not eating. I'm after losing about 2 stone in weight. It's just a nightmare.
A month before Christmas last year, Joan, which isn't her real name, fell into rent arrears. She's a single mother with 2 children aged 9 and 15 and is in receipt of the housing assistance payment. But she wasn't able to keep up with her total rent contribution of around €80 a week. As a result, her HAP payment was ceased. She was informed that she'd have to begin her time on the social housing waiting list again, and bills began to mount.
I'm getting €256 a week. There's over 3,500 to the landlord that's owed, plus another 750 at the end of March. I'm not in a position to pay that type of money.
Yeah. I suppose the way they look at it is there has to be some penalty for not paying your contribution. What would you say to
that? I agree that there should be some penalty, but I think their penalty is very, very harsh.
Tell me about the amount you owed as well.
€442. And they were offered that over the phone. And on the phone, Limerick County Council told me that I couldn't pay it because the landlord's and the HAP's contract was void, basically.
A letter sent to Joan from her local county council, seen by RTE News, included a warning that her payment would be permanently ceased within 5 working days if she didn't pay the money she owed. Under local authority rules, a tenant who falls into arrears has their housing assistance payment ceased. Figures obtained by RTE show that since the payment was rolled out in 2014, 54,000 HAP tenancies have been set up. During this period, HAP support has been stopped for 665 tenancies due to non-payment of rent.
John Mark McCafferty, Chief Executive Officer with Threshold. What strikes us in this situation is the difference in treatment between people who are, say, local authority tenants, and how arrears might build up and how they might be managed by local authorities between the local authority and the tenants, compared to the arrangements with regard to HAP. That's a concern if they're being treated adversely compared to the experience of local authority and social housing tenants.
The Department of Housing said HAP recipients and local authority tenants are both treated the same. Limerick City and County Council provides HAP transactional shared service on behalf of all local authorities. In a statement, the Department of Housing said if the tenant doesn't contact their local authority or doesn't enter into a payment arrangement within 8 weeks of the arrears, the HAP payment is stopped. It said people in arrears are given ample opportunities to engage and pay or enter into an arrangement to pay their rent arrears. The statement said that it's only after persistent failure to engage that eligibility for HAP being ceased is considered.
Ona Brin, Sinn Féin, TD for Dublin Midwest and spokesperson on housing. I think that's far too draconian. Withdrawing a payment isn't a solution to a family with genuine difficulties. All that leads to is homelessness, increased stress for the family and increased costs for the state.
Fianna Fáil councillor in Wexford, Michael Sheehan, says the rules are unfair.
The difficulty is lots of families, close to 700 families nationwide, would have lost their housing payment because the rules that Limerick are operating under are far too strict.
In the past few weeks, Joan was informed by her county council that they treat her case as an exception by allowing her to reapply for HAP, but only for the house she's currently living in. At a meeting, she was told she'd be liable to pay the €3,500 owed to her landlord, which has built up since her payment was stopped, but she says she can't afford to pay it. Joan's landlord, John Murphy, says he's been left out of pocket and hasn't received a rental payment since last November.
It means that there's a property that's not generating any funds, either from the tenant or from HAP. It's a position where I could ask the tenant to leave, but I don't, or I haven't. Well, she's got young children. It would be difficult for me to ask someone in that circumstance to leave, but I just couldn't do it. I've been in bad situations myself over the years, so it's just I wouldn't like to put somebody else in that position. She has said that she definitely wants to get it right.
Joan says she's in limbo and at risk of homelessness if she can't pay off her rent arrears of €3,500 and if her HAP payment is not reinstated.
I'll be homeless. I'll probably have to go to, I don't know, a B&B or, I don't know. As I said, I have 2 children, so it's not just me I have to think about, it's the 2 children as well. We'll have to give away their family pets as well, and, you know, it's just a nightmare.
That was Aisling Kenny reporting there.